The Detroit Lions ended the Matt Patricia era over the weekend. The team fired the head coach after an ugly loss on Thanksgiving. Also on Saturday, the Michigan Wolverines suffered their fourth loss in six games this season. Joining me now to dig into all of that is Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Douglas.
John, a quick summary of the Lions' personnel changes. Recently named owner Sheila Ford Hamp fired general manager Bob Quinn. Quinn had hired Matt Patricia as the head coach, and as we said, Patricia was also fired. Where does all of this leave the Lions, who are 4-7 on the season?
It leaves them where they've been eight times this century, and that is looking for a new coach and a new GM. So how about that?
Well, I would ask you what the next Lions coach and GM need to do to turn things around, but we only have a few minutes. So
I'll make it easy, Doug. Everything. Now, next question.
Instead, I'll ask you about Matthew Stafford, the Lions quarterback. He'll be 33 years old next season. He's very talented, often very inconsistent. Where does he fit into the team's future?
That will be likely the very first question that the new GM and coach will have to answer. But Stafford is going to be 33 years old next year. He makes $27 million a year. He's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. And he's good to very good, but he's paid to be obviously great. And that's to win playoff games. And this team's not even coming close to the playoffs. So the question boils down to this. Is the team close enough that Stafford can get in there? Or do you have to rebuild enough that selling Stafford, trading him for more money in return and probably some draft picks, if that makes sense? Right now, I'd probably bet on the latter.
Turning to college football, Michigan played Penn State on Saturday. The Nittany Lions had lost their first five games. Then they beat the Wolverines 27-17. Michigan's off to one of its worst starts in decades. Why is the team struggling so much?
Boy, offense, defense, you name it, special teams, nothing is working very well. And losing to Penn State, an 0-5 team, that is the first time in Michigan's 141 years of college football, they lost to a team that was 0-5. So wow. There is no joy in Mudville right now.
Well, you've said that Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh won't get fired, but there might be a divorce at some point. How does a loss like that and a start like this one affect the chance of Harbaugh leaving the job?
Only two guys know this answer. It's Jim Harbaugh and Ward Manuel, his boss, the AD. And of course, neither one says about anything about this. So I'm again going to predict he's not going to get fired, but there might be an amicable separation at the end. NFL teams are still interested in Jim Harbaugh, three or four that I know of. So that could be how this ends. To turn it around is a substantial task at this point. So you're looking at a very long haul, and Jim's got 1 year left in his contract. So you either have to, you know, re-up him for four or five more years and other coaches as well, or you've got to say it's time to change.
Before the season, you and I spoke, and you said Michigan State's new coach, Mel Tucker, would get a pass this year because of the pandemic and because he had inherited a roster light on star players. Tucker's Spartans have had some ugly losses, but they beat Michigan, and over the weekend, they knocked off the 13th-ranked team in the country, which also just happened to be Northwestern. What's your early assessment of the job Tucker's doing?
Far better than expected. Look, D'Antonio, his predecessors last two or three years were not very good, did not recruit very well. The cupboard is basically empty at Michigan State. So, and it's a weird year anyway with COVID and so on. So whatever he did this year is fine. It's, you know, build for next year. No one expected two things, beating Michigan and, of course, beating the 5-0 Northwestern Wildcats. So who would think right now that the happiest coach in the state of Michigan right now is not Matt Patricia or Jim Harbaugh, but in fact, the upstart Coach Tucker. So hats off to the Spartans.
John U. Bacon is Michigan Radio sports commentator and the author of seven national bestsellers. The latest, Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football, is out now. John, thanks very much.
Doug, thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.